Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
Hey, cattle producers, Superior Livestock invites you to set your sights on Sheridan, Wyoming for the Bighorn Classic, August 22nd to the 26th on Dish Network, Channel 997 and SuperiorClickToBid.com. Superior Sunrise at 7:30, the auction each morning, 8 a.m. Central Time. For more details, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or give them a call, 800-422-2117. Superior Livestock's Bighorn Classic, August 22nd through the 26th.
Hi, I'm Monica Collison, President and CEO of Union Mutual Insurance. Like you, I have lived my life in rural Oklahoma. In fact, my family has farmed and ranched in our great state for over 100 years. I know firsthand how important it is to protect your farm, ranch, or home with coverage you can count on every day. Union Mutual would be honored to protect your family with the finest insurance coverage you can buy. Call your local Union Mutual agent today or visit us on our website at unionmutualic.com.
Well, live cattle closed higher Friday but could not hold the highs of the day. Traders positioned themselves ahead of the cattle on feed report, trimming some of the gains. The last number of reports were miscalculated by the trade, and this was no exception. On feed numbers were close at 101%, so no real surprise there. Placements were the bearish surprise at 102% compared to the previous year and were even above the highest trade estimate. On top of that, marketings were 96% of a year ago, right on the low end of the trade estimates and almost 1% below the average estimate. Hogs could not catch a break Friday, posting triple-digit losses in most contracts. Traders were looking at lower cash and lower cutouts during the day, with the final print showing substantial declines. The National Direct Afternoon Hog Report showed cash down $6.29. This was coupled with cutouts at $2.76, ending the week on a bearish note. September Kansas City wheat trading 4 cents higher early today. September Minneapolis wheat's down 4 cents, trying to hold up after finishing with double-digit gains Friday. Wheat prices have been in the doldrums lately, and much of the bearish influence has come from the recent attention given to ships leaving Ukraine. While the movement of grain is encouraging for Ukrainian farmers, giving them better access to markets and helping to relieve storage concerns at harvest time, the amounts of grain we're talking about are slight in global terms. December corn's unchanged early today despite bearish outside market influences, as the U.S. dollar index trading modestly higher as Europe has serious problems and traders expect another U.S. rate hike in September. The weekend saw scattered showers in the eastern corn belt and southwestern plains, but was dry for the bulk of the corn growing season. November soybeans trading 8 cents higher early today, defying the lower start for many other commodities, with support from a $6.50 gain in December soybean meal. We'll check the futures in just a moment.
Hey, cattle producers, Superior Livestock invites you to set your sights on Sheridan, Wyoming for the Bighorn Classic, August 22nd to the 26th on Dish Network, Channel 997 and SuperiorClickToBid.com. Superior Sunrise at 7:30, the auction each morning, 8 a.m. Central Time. For more details, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or give them a call, 800-422-2117. Superior Livestock Bighorn Classic, August 22nd through the 26th.
At the close Friday, October live cattle up 50 cents, 145.25. December up 42, 150.97. September feeder cattle down 52 cents, 184.75. October down 90 cents, 186.77. October hogs down 17 cents at 93.12. Kansas City wheat at the close Friday, September was up 32 and a quarter, 844 and three quarters. December up 31 and three quarters, 847. Chicago wheat, September up 21 and three quarters at 753 and a quarter. December is up 22 cents, 771. September corn up 6 and a quarter, 626. December is up 7 and a half at 623 and a quarter. September soybeans down 6 and three quarters at 1488 and three quarters. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.